I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
I am super curious because we just had a listener on a couple of minutes ago that was saying she's 24 years old and she is super nervous that she has never been kissed. She's going out on a third date with a dude and she knows this kiss is coming. So she was super nervous about it. And Abby was saying that when she was younger, most people your age, you're 27 now?
I'm about to turn 27. I'm so old.
27. I'm so old. That you have seen like tutorials on how to kiss online.
Yeah, and just about everybody I know in the Gen Z age range has seen this specific HowCast video. It's a comedian named Michael Blaustein and some woman, I don't know who she is, but it's them on a couch teaching you how to kiss in different ways. So there's how to kiss dirty, there's how to kiss long and slow, there's how to kiss with tongue, and then there's also just the basics of how to kiss. And I believe we have a couple of the clips, Katie?
Yes, two of the clips, right?
We actually have three. So we have how to be the best kisser,
okay,
how to kiss confidently, an advanced tongue kissing.
Oh, this is perfect for Valentine's Day coming up.
I did not know we were going to stumble on this, okay?
The same thing that makes a great kisser makes a best friend. They listen and they pay attention to what you need. So when two people have the most perfect kiss ever, it's because they are really like a mirror image of one another. There's complete reciprocity. They open their mouths at the same time. They have just the right amount of tongue at the same time. And you can achieve that by paying attention to your partner. So if you go into a kiss with like this agenda, just like thrust your tongue on down there, there's a good chance that your partner is going to be on a different page. So ladies, you want to let the man be in the driver's seat on this and let him set the pace for the kiss. And then you reciprocate, but don't escalate.
Reciprocate, but don't escalate.
It's 2024. Can we not escalate a few things up in here?
It sounds like a good mantra. Reciprocate, don't escalate. Just say that in your head when he goes in for the kiss.
Now, again, this is the first kiss.
Yes,
right?
This is the first kiss.
Okay, Katie, in the second clip, which one is this?
This is, you want to have confidence when you go in for that kiss. And this is what you should think about.
This is my secret little trick to feel better about your kissing skills and your self-esteem in general. Pick a movie character that you really, really admire. For me, it's Angelina Jolie in the movie Original Sin, which is like...
so hot.
So hot.
She's so hot.
It's old and it's like really random, but honestly, in that film, she taught me everything I need to know about flirting. Like biting your lip and tilting your head down and looking up and like being sexy and strong, but also being vulnerable. So find a movie character that you admire. And when it comes time for you to display that confidence, go in your head and say, I am Ashley Tisdale in High School Musical.
All right, the biting of the lip and the looking up in the sexy way is way too advanced for our first-time listener.
Yes.
Yeah, it could go way too wrong.
So the first one would be a video that she would watch having never been kissed, and it's going to happen at the age of 24 this weekend. These other videos are for her next couple
of
days.
I mean, if she tries this, the biting of the lip thing, the subtle biting of the lip thing, she may legitimately bite her lip open because of the adrenaline.
Oh, she's going to be a bleeder.
Or worse, look like a little chipmunk. Like,
and that's not sexy.
It's not sexy.
Okay, third clip.
Now, this is a WikiHow video on tongue kissing techniques.
Are you unsure about what to do with your tongue while kissing?
Always.
Here are some advanced techniques for what to do with your tongue when you and your partner want to take your kiss to the next level.
Thanks.
Begin by running your tongue along their lower lip. If they seem really into it, gently push the tip of your tongue into their mouth. You can run your tongue along the inside of their teeth. Don't overdo it.
Ew.
Your tongue is a strong muscle.
No.
So remember to go slowly and not put too much of your tongue into their mouth at once.
Yes. I am not running my tongue over anybody's teeth.
You just gotta, you know, it's like you're flossing for them. It's nice. It's romantic.
Ew.
It's a super advanced move. I've had it done on me, and it's not as bad as you think.
Running the tongue over the teeth?
Yeah, it has to be in the right time, but it's not awful. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
It's not 100% awful. Have you guys ever kissed somebody that was so bad that you gave them a nickname and used to refer to that nickname when you were talking to your friends about how bad that kiss was?
Oh, yeah.
This might be a good question to ask you guys. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. If you labeled a dude because of his bad kissing, and then when you brought him up in casual conversation before, your friends wouldn't remember his name, but you're like, you remember what I told you about that dude? You know, like Slobbery Sam.
Oh, mine was Slobbers.
It was?
Absolutely, because when we kissed, it was so awful. We would get done kissing, making out, and my chin would be sopping wet from the amount of saliva that was coming out of his mouth. It was so disgusting. Kevin, I will never forget that.
1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
So I had a guy in my phone this summer that I just labeled catfish because I felt like he looked completely different from his profile pictures. But I was stupid and I went out on 3 different dates with him. And on the third date, because I'm like, maybe he's a nice guy. Maybe like things will get better. And I remember on the third date, he was really like trying to go in for the kill. And so he starts kissing me. And then it was so bad that I changed his name in my phone from catfish to catfish lips because it was so fishy.
Damn. I have talked about this girl on the show before. We went to middle school together and high school together, and she's still a dear friend. Like, we hit each other up on DMs, but she was the worst. It was a hard tongue.
Hard?
It was a hard, hard tongue.
Like, you're getting jabbed?
Yes. And it freaked me out because it was just so hard and it was swirly. I didn't know what to do it.
Oh, asking you shall receive, Burt Weiss.
Kathy, good morning. The nickname that you gave him because he was such a bad kisser.
Oh, I called him the cow because he came straight on with nothing but tongue.
The cow.
Yeah, have you ever seen cows stick their tongues out?
Yes.
It is... It's something. It is something. Those things are long, they curl, they're a little pointed at the end, and they are very strong. They are very, very strong.
I don't know. You're really selling this guy right now.
He was just kissing the wrong place.
Dude, that just
As a woman, I mean, she's voice over right now, so anything sounds really good. Kaylee, good morning. The nickname you gave him because he was such a bad kisser.
Hi. So it was when I was about 17. I didn't have very much experience kissing. It was probably my second or third kiss, first time with this guy. We went out on a date and he brought me home. We're standing in the driveway and there was no lips. It was only teeth.
Ew.
So, yeah. I don't know how that happened, but it wasn't great. So I gave him the nickname of Teeth.
Sure.
And that is how me and my friends referred to him for forever on.
I'm trying to even in my head picture what that looks like.
I picture Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah.
He was like so happy he's going in with just like a big grin.
Hey, Mandy, good morning. He was so bad you nicknamed his kiss the what?
Lizard Boy.
Lizard Boy.
Oh, it was awful. Like the inside of my lip was literally bleeding by the time it was over.
Lizard Boy. He was just darting that tongue in and out.
Yes, it was so gross. It was horrible.
Terrible. Yeah, and you never forget that. Tammy, good morning. The nickname you gave the bad kisser?
The fidget spinner.
The fidget spinner?
How does that work?
When I went in one way, he would go the other way, and then it just all got out of control. And it was like trying to mess with a fidget spinner.
All right, the fidget spinner and one more here. Good morning, Ruthie. You are on the Burt Show.
Hey, it was windshield wiper.
Oh, yeah, like wee, 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 wee.
Oh, because he had it in his mouth and he was just going from left to right.
Back and forth.
It was,
it was gross.
Is anybody else like taking their tongue over their teeth during this entire conversation?
It's, yeah. It's shocking at first, but it's not. Once you absorb it, it's really not that awful. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm not endorsing it.
Got it.
It's an advanced move.
Yes.
And it's not going to be received all that well initially.
The Burt Show.